Site. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. So it's 0323-2023. Okay? All right. No, I'm not Rain Man. And tonight, this is William Repellum. I'm going to be filling in here for Jeremy completely here tonight because he's not with us tonight. Maybe he'll call in, and that would be cool. But I have another returning co-host who we've had back recently on the Friday Roundtables with Richard Carey. I have with me my old partner on Revision Media, and this is none other than Mr. Gregory McGill. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. Yeah, it's a real honor to be able to be back with you guys where truth matters on real radio, real truthful, where anything goes. We're not censored, and you know, and we are listener supported. So it's awesome. The people that do donate to us, we really appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without y'all. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Greg, for reminding me. I forgot to, I forgot to ask. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button, and just donate whatever you can. $1 if that's all you can
anything.
Do. $5 if you can do that. $10, $20, $50, $100, and you're golden. Mike, are we having any specials still right now? Any T-shirts? Just want to check on that. I know you usually tell me. Mike might.
Producer there, yeah. Well, free speech
comes on the way, and
we know that,
available.
Right? We know free speech is not free.
Free speech is not free, correct.
It isn't. No, not it. Is. I mean, we have to fight for it, like with every... I don't know if any of you guys watch all these First Amendment auditors that are out there. The Bill of Rights auditors that are out there, you know, that doing, putting stuff on video, interactions with police and things like that. It's pretty incredible that, you know, there's stress tests is what they're doing. They're doing stress tests for the, you know, in real time out there, you know, it's pretty interesting to watch, you know, like a recording in public places and things like that. And just seeing the public's reaction and stuff. And, I think I want to talk about this tonight is they want to shut TikTok down. They're doing the hearings right today. They're trying to shut it down. And why do they want TikTok gone? You know, that's the question. I've got sure. The answers, in my opinion. What do you all think? What do you think, there, Willie?
You know, I've been I'm kind of on the fence on TikTok a little bit. Until recently, I've kind of thought that TikTok was sort of like a don't use it app, you know. It forces you to, it doesn't force you. You can use the web app, but I think it's more difficult to use the web app than it is to use the regular app. And I'm very leery of any sites that force you to use an app, because then once you got the app, then they kind of have an in. And, you know, I'm more leery because you got Israel inside, you know what I mean?
Well, they're all
I know
that
it's
already.
China, but you've seen the video a few years back that Israel is kind of in every microchip.
They've been listening to everything.
I think that was on No More News. That was a pretty good video about Israel and the intelligence of Israel and what they're doing over there. I haven't checked back on this, so I don't know how this cancer has metastasized. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's pretty bad, but I kind of hear the argument about TikTok being, they want to shut it down because actually maybe they're, they can't control TikTok. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's killing.
So I'm open to hearing that.
First of all, financially, it's killing them. You can become rich and famous without them anymore.
There you go.
You can do it all through TikTok, and it's killing Meta. Meta is losing a ton of business because of it.
So Meta.
Whatever you want to call it, it's just beating the crap out of Meta right now. So there's their biggest thing. And then the other thing is that, like we covered it, is that you can get be famous without them. And the truth is spreading like crazy. We all know it's all the algorithms. Stuff's going to come to you, however your algorithm is. And the stuff I was seeing was, wow, you know, they definitely want this shut down. It's not censored like the other platform. It's showing stuff in real time, you know, and what's going on. Like I was bringing up the Bill of Rights stress tests that are out there right now. There's a whole army of people that are doing them. And you see them on TikTok. You don't see them anywhere else. You know, there's stuff that's coming across on there. It harkens back to the early days of Facebook when you really, truly could find it, when everything was on there, before it was censored. You remember, we were there, buddy. That's where we met, okay?
Yeah.
We met there at that time. All of us did, really. And now it's all gone, all right? So it's still got that going on to a degree. And it's a humongous threat to them. They say, they're tracking everything. They all track everything. Yeah, the Israel thing, yeah, you're right. They've been listening in for a long time, right? And it's no different. They've been doing that for all those apps. They all do it. They all do it. You know, so what's the real reason they want TikTok gone now? Well, it's an enormous threat financially, and, you know, it's waking people up. The things that happened in the early days of the Internet when it was really waking people up in humongous droves. And they are trying everything they can to shut it down right now.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. The thing I don't like about TikTok, though, is how it can be an incredible time sink. Now, that's a personal choice. You have to make be disciplined in how much time you spend flipping.
We did it with Facebook.
They make it incredibly easy to just flip to the next video, and you can end up 4 hours into it. And whoa, what happened to the time? You know, so you got to be a disciplined time manager if you're going to use an application like that,
or not have anything else to do, or keep getting fired from jobs like somebody I know. Yeah, you know, because I stood up to a bully, somebody I know stood up to a bully at work and got fired. So yeah, for it. So yeah, it's just impossible to even keep one of these crappy jobs out there anymore right now.
What's
amazing? These people are. All these kids are so disenfranchised, and they all want to socialism. They're all embracing socialism. All this, you know what? I understand it. I mean, you know, of course, I would never condone that, but I understand it. They can work two full time jobs now and never be able to buy a house. They are completely disillusioned. The whole system, they see it as a fraud. This whole system that's out there now, and they think socialism is something they can grab onto, but they haven't looked into the real history of communism and socialism, or they would know that's not the answer.
Well, maybe
the ironic part is that national socialism is actually the answer.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
That's the ironic part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
So stop for one
because
second.
You
right?
can't have it without nationalism. And what is right. the word nationalism, especially with white people, equated to? It's equated with Nazism, which is equated with 6 million gassed Jews. So that's why you can't have it. You know, that's why we can't. That's why white people can't nationalize, because of that fake story. We all know it. That's what the reason is. And everybody else is allowed to nationalize. Black power, yay. Asian power, yay. Latin power, yay. Name it. Name it power. But as soon as somebody says white power, what happens? Nazis.
Yeah, it really has.
Reaching Nazis.
It has a deeply ingrained negative connotation yeah. that's been deeply ingrained into our brains. I mean, you know, even when I hear yeah. that term now, I get skittish, you know?
I cringe. Yeah. And when I heard the word Nazi, I cringe. I know what it is. It's a awful derogatory term. It's the same thing as calling black people the N-word. It's for Germans. It really is. It always has been. And it's
yeah.
a terrible. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. It's always been an insult. It's always been, you know, something for. It's never been. You know, they never called themselves that. No German ever called themselves Nazi. They would have never acknowledged its use in any way whatsoever, other than laugh at it. That would have been the only thing they would have ever done, and I'm sure that's the only thing they ever did do with it. They never acknowledged its use ever whatsoever. And they were being called Nazis through the war and everything.
Hang on, Greg. Mike, can you go on mute? Mm-hmm. We're getting a little feedback there. Don't know if that'll help there. Getting a little bit of ringing. Anyway, yes, Greg, absolutely, man. The word Nazi, in truth, is a negative pejorative term, and it's disgusting, and it's just as bad as saying the N-word about black people. I think it's worse than saying that, and it's been normalized. You know, I mean, the Jews are the professional at normalizing. They are the people that normalize pretty much everything.
Weaponizing.
So, you know, what we have to do is counter their normalization techniques, you know, by normalizing. And that's what we're doing by having these conversations. We're normalizing these conversations, and we're normalizing the truth. And we're normalizing who's really behind all of this predation and genocide and war. And we're looking for peace. You know, that's what we're trying to get.
Yeah, we're anti-war.
We're called white supremacists, and we're called you know, Nazis or whatever. And I honestly take these terms as a nice compliment, as a really nice thing to say. Thank you. I appreciate that, because. If we have countries where white people are supremacist, that's a good thing, because that's great for the rest of the world, because we're setting up the model for world peace. You know, that's what National Socialism actually was. And so that's what you got to educate these normie conservatives about, who just think socialism is blanket bad, blanket terrible. That's not the case. National Socialism, exactly like you said, Greg. National Socialism works, and it's a model for peace.
It's the only one that ever did.
The whole world. Even Gaddafi,
that's why they had to burn Germany,
tried to put
from
in
one
place
the
a form of National Socialism. The same kind of thing. It was country. What you do is we should actually pull up the 25 points. Mike, I don't know if you can find
tenets,
the 25 points of National Socialism. Actually, I'm going to get them out of my book, and let's go over those. I went over the
they're in the Gottfried Feder
25
book,
points of American National Socialism. But I have in one of my books, Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil.
Oh, there you go.
The 25 points of National Socialism out of Germany. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. So,
number 18 is my favorite.
That on the commercial break, and we'll come back to it. Right now, we got about 6 minutes. You know, I got a Brother Nathaniel clip I'd like to play. It's a new one just from 2 days ago. So let me put that on, Greg, and we'll comment on it after the break here. Mike, would you mind
rolling
that? Mike, are you there? He may not be there.
How many Jews and a half Schwartz does it take to make a democracy? 3. 1 to mix the Manischewitz. 1 to stuff the mail-in ballots. 1 to rig the voting machines. And Obama to say, it's all kosher for me. It's the gift that keeps on crapping on you. Here's the caca.
I want to bring in the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. Senator, thank you so much for being with us. I want to get to the president's visit to Capitol Hill in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you about this letter that you and the House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries sent to Fox Corporation Chair Rupert Murdoch about the lies he admitted his network spread on the air in a newly revealed deposition. You wrote in your letter, quote, Fox News hosts have continued to peddle election denialism to the American people. We demand that you direct Tucker Carlson and other hosts on your network to stop spreading false election narratives and admit on the air that they were wrong to engage in such negligent behavior. So, Senator, what are you prepared to do if Fox ignores your demand for an apology?
Well, let me say this first, John, and thanks for asking. The threat to our democracy may be greater than it ever has been before.
It's smack right in your face. Two hook-nosed kikes hyping democracy. It's like two hubcap thieves selling steering wheel locks. They got your steering wheel all locked up while hijacking your car. Jews got democracy all locked up while hijacking your elections. Money, media, and mail-in votes dictate who wins and who loses. Jews got the money. Jews own the media. And Jews count the votes with rig scanning machines. Democracy is like a filter fish. It's an amalgamated mix of carp and pike with the bones already picked out as fully kosher for Yids on Shabbos. Like democracy, Jews pick out the bones, amalgamate it with the Democrat Party's carp and the Republican Party's pike, and it's fully kosher for Jewish political taste on Election Day. The leading threat today? Those who decide what the threats are and ripe for judicial hangings from the rafters of Capitol Hill.
Movements of violent white supremacy and anti-government extremism lead America in fomenting terroristic violence and disseminating propaganda to incite it. Both the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security identify white supremacy as the most lethally dangerous domestic terror threat our country faces. This hearing will help us to understand the continuing evolution of the white supremacist and extremist anti-government movement, specifically the strategic turn of major far-right groups to focus their wrath on local governments and school boards since the January 6th riot and insurrection and subsequent federal criminal prosecutions, the mobilization of white supremacist groups to attack the LGBTQ community in private clubs and public places, the emergence of Christian nationalism as an organizing ideological principle, and the growing prominence of the Great Replacement Theory as a unifying field conspiracy theory for the motivation of far right-wing politics.
Only a Yid could spell such a mouthful of shit in one foul-smelling breath. How many Jews does it take to lie, twist, distort, and contort? Let me put it another way. How many hideous-looking, flea-bitten, Christ-hating kikes infesting Capitol Hill does it take to walk all over the goyim, trample on their concerns, attack their Christian faith, engage in white castration, and advance only that which gives Jews the domineering station? One, Jamie Raskin, a metaphor of Jewish power. Hideous, repulsive, unsavory. The outlines of hell etched from forehead to sagging jowls to protruding lower lip to quadruple chin. I mean the deicidal curse, which the Jews pronounce upon themselves for all generations before Pontius Pilate, has worked every bit of its accursedness all over Raskin's face. Jews are marvelous manipulators. They lie, twist, cheat, evade, garble, fudge, falsify, slant, and skew. Don't get upset, it's just what they do. Problem is, they're doing it at local, state, and national levels. Bend over, Goy. Let the Jew hump the heebie-jeebies out of you.
That death that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called the heebie-jeebie dance. What a lot of love. It's called the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, I've got the heebie-jeebie blues over the pound. Got the heebie-jeebie blues before they fall.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
All right, we're back, folks. Very quickly. I'm going to go through the 25 points of National Socialism real quick here. And that was a nice clip from Brother Nathaniel. And by the way, and Brother Nathaniel, he was raised Jewish, so all his language that he used, he has every right to use it. Hook, nose, kike, all that stuff.
Well, he gets away with it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
A lot like the South Park guys get away with having Jews on blast, and they do it on TV. But they're both Jews. So I mean, really, and look at Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, any of these guys that really start pointing out Jewy stuff, or any of them, they always have to be Jews, and nobody else is allowed to, or they're called a bunch of names.
It's just really funny with the way Brother Nathaniel does it, because he's
hilarious.
Pulls no punches. All right, 25 points in National Socialism.
I love the gefilte fish analogy, too, by the way, how it's all those different fishes, and they all benefit. All these different fishes are just the different types of Jews he was talking about. But they all, at the end of the day, they all get to, you know.
All right, Greg, I got five minutes. Let me get this.
Yeah, go.
All right, 25 points in National Socialism. I'm not going to get through them all. We demand the union of all Germans in a greater Germany on the basis of the right of national self-determination. Ooh, so horrible and evil. Okay, number two, we demand equality of rights for the German people in its dealings with other nations and the revocation of the peace treaties of Versailles and Saint-Germain. Yes, absolutely. We demand land and territory colonies to feed our people and to settle our surplus population. Okay, all right, well, okay. Only members of the nation may be citizens of the state. Only those of German blood, whatever be their creed, may be members of the nation. Accordingly, no Jew may be a member of the nation. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Non-citizens, Jews are the enemies of humanity, so that makes sense. Non-citizens may live in Germany only as guests and must be subject to laws for aliens. Okay. That's mm-hmm. reasonable. The right to vote on state's government and legislation shall be enjoyed by the citizens of the state alone. We demand, therefore, that all official appointments of whatever kind, whether in the Reich, in the states, or in the smaller localities, shall be held by none but citizens. Oh, man, that's just so reasonable, okay? We oppose the corrupting parliamentary custom of filling posts merely in accordance with party considerations and without reference to character or abilities. Okay. Number seven, we demand that the state shall make its primary duty to provide a livelihood for its citizens. If it should prove impossible to feed the entire population, foreign nationals, not non-citizens, may be deported from the Reich. Man, that's so reasonable. All right, number eight. I'm going to get through 10. Okay. All non-German immigration must be prevented. We demand that all non-Germans who entered Germany after the 2nd of August, 1914, that's very specific, shall be required to leave the Reich forthwith. Okay, number nine. All citizens shall have equal rights and duties. Number 10, it must be the first duty of every citizen to perform physical or mental work. The activities of the individual must not clash with the general interest, but must proceed with the framework of the community and be for the general good. Okay, so now this is the opposite of the socialist.
Please read number 18, would you? Would you read number 18, though?
Yeah, this is the opposite of the socialism the Jew inflicts on countries. Okay, number 18. Okay, that's not on my pick. Number 18 is we demand the ruthless prosecution of those whose activities are injurious to the common interest. Common criminals, usurers, profiteers, etc., must be punished with death, whatever their creed or race. Oh, wow.
There you go, buddy.
Those are the predations of the Jews would fall into that category. Now, Jews, listen. Look,
this is what
all you
all
have
about.
To do is stop doing that stuff, and people will, and there won't be any more white supremacy problems.
Exactly.
See, if you quit doing that stuff, Jews, then you will not be, it will not be a problem.
Right. They didn't have to.
Right? You're the ones that are creating the problem. You're the ones that are causing all of the people to be angry. And then when they come and they latch back out at you, then you gaslight them. You gaslight them and say, oh, look, white supremacy. No, we're done with that, Jews. Okay? What do you got to say, Greg?
Oh, well, I just say that number 18, that was the one right there. That they arrested a Rothschild. They were the first one to do, only one in history that's ever arrested a Rothschild. Was Hitler, and they used that number 18 was all of that, and they cleaned up all the major crime in Germany was cleaned up. They were all either in the camps they had the ability. They knew the death penalty would be applied if they wanted it to, so people behaved themselves quite a bit better. You know, it was basically it was either follow our rules or else.
Yeah, go to a different country if you don't like
go
it.
Go somewhere else.
We're looking out for our
own. It was an authoritarian state. Absolutely, NSDAP Germany was a very authoritarian state. Yes, it was not a dictatorship. No, he was an elected president that was loved and adored. It wasn't a dictatorship, but it was definitely authoritarian. If you didn't, and they wrote these rules out. There's 25 of them. Anyone can look them up. They're the tenets of National Socialism. And if you didn't want to follow by those 25 rules, well, you can just leave.
There you go. All right, we're up against the break in the middle, and we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Discussing these 25 points. And Greg, when we were on the break there, Greg launched into a description of some things that happened in German history there. Greg, why don't you go ahead and just repeat what you said?
Okay, well, basically, we all know about the Weimar Republic, right? And that was the period in between World War I and World War II, where, you know, that it was just, it was absolutely... kind of, well, I like to say what we're experiencing right now is why America, here in America. Oh, very similar. Let me read a quick thing to you guys. Okay, here we go. In 1919, two communist Jews, Magnus Hirschfeld and Arthur Kronfeld, founded the Institute for Sexual Wissenschaft, the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. A multitude of degenerate services were offered at the Institute, including the first surgical sex changes in modern history, abortions, lectures, and sex counseling. room rentals, a large library of pornography and erotic literature on every possible perversion, including bestiality and pedophilia, and a museum of sex, featuring a wide array of homosexual fetish items, dildos, masturbation machines, etc. The Institute hosted tens of thousands of visitors each year, including local school class field trips. Oh, but that's not all. Hirschfeld was a notorious sodomite, popularly known in the Berlin gay scene by his crossdresser named Tante Magnesia. He also founded a committee for gay rights and wrote and published many degenerate books and journals, including Zabern's für sexuelle Wissenstufen, Yearbook for Intermediate Sexual Types. In fact, he's the Jew that coined the term transvestite. Hirschfeld campaigned to end the Berlin Police Department's arrest of crossdressers and prostitutes. In 1921, Hirschfeld organized the first Congress for Sexual Reform, which led to the formation of the World League for Sexual Reform, with conventions held in Copenhagen in 1928, London 1929, Vienna 1930, and Brno 1932. In short, Hirschfeld was the quintessential, you know, Jew kite. Adolf Hitler once referred to him as the most dangerous Jew in Germany. His institute was a monument to moral sickness and represented everything the NSDAP stood against. In May 1933, the Deutsche Studentschaft, German Students' Union, a lot of times people say it was the Hitler Youth, but it wasn't. It was the German Students' Union, stormed this den of debauchery, shouting, "Burn Hirschfeld, burn Hirschfeld," and began beating the staff and smashing the premises. The institute was permanently closed, and its extensive list of names and addresses were seized. A few days later, the entire library was famously burned in the streets. Some 20,000 books and images, along with Marxist literature and other subversive material, as well as anything authored by Jews. Goebbels gave a speech to 40,000-plus Germans attending that evening. At the time, Hirschfeld was on an international speaking tour lecturing on sexuality. He never returned to Germany and died in exile 2 years later. In October 1941, co-founder of the Institute, Kronfeld, committed suicide in Moscow in the approach of German troops. What a story, huh? But there you go. This is where all this transvestite and crossdresser crap and all this stuff that's shoved down our throats 24/7 now, it originated in Berlin. And that's what Hitler cleaned up.
Child porn, pedophilia.
Bestiality, yeah, masturbation machines.
And they demonized this book there. Burning. As if it was some kind of evil thing. Like, so stupid. You're so stupid, you guys. You're demonizing that.
Well, Hitler wasn't happy about that, by the way. Him and Goering were away on a diplomatic mission, I believe, in Latvia. And in those days, those took a long time. Yeah. So Goebbels got everybody riled up on his own for that stuff. And it kind of pissed him off because he knew they were going to blame him for it. Which, of course, they did. But... everything they burned was just the nastiest stuff. That why aren't we doing that now? Well, you know what's nice to see is there are parents. I've been seeing a lot of videos and stuff on TikTok, of course, of parents standing up to it now in you know, school board meetings and things like that. There's starting to be a pushback finally. You know, but these are all people that believe in Nazis, remember, so nobody's ever really going to push back.
Yeah, great point. Yep. Until we get that narrative flipped over to the truth, we'll never really make any headway anywhere.
Never.
They'll just keep on sort of stamping this stupid Nazi thing onto
that's
it.
That's it. That's all they got to do.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. It's a complete lie.
People still believe 6 million Jews died and all this nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, when all they were doing was trying to clean it up. You know, the Jews were not persecuted in Germany, but plenty were prosecuted. All right, that's what people got to get through their heads. They weren't persecuted. Yeah, but sure, a lot of them. You know, when you start cleaning up the kosher criminals, you're going to see all these last names start to line up, like we're seeing now, the Weinsteins and the, you know, all these other ones in Hollywood and the. You know, Epstein, right? The one who supposedly didn't kill himself or whatever. Yeah. Come on.
Well, Greg, I'm gonna reiterate your point because that's such a great catchphrase. the Jews were prosecuted. They weren't persecuted. They were prosecuted.
Many were for their crimes.
For their crimes. So let me read number 18 again. And I'm glad you I'm glad you asked
That's
me to
do that. That's my favorite for a reason.
All right, hold on. Let me read it. We demand the ruthless prosecution of those whose activities are injurious to the common interest. Common criminals, usurers, profiteers, etc., must be punished with death, whatever their creed or race. So there you go. If it happens to be Jews, they can't scream anti-Semitism, although they will.
They did.
They still will because they have Jewish privilege. Jewish privilege, you can just scream anti-Semitism and you get off the hook for anything. You commit any crime you want. You can
anything
you want.
Even Hitler said that in 1921 in Mein Kampf. He said they just want a place to go, free of prosecution, where they can just run their international crime racket. You know, if they ever get there, Israel in Palestine. He said about that before in the 20s, didn't he? He warned about it. That's all they wanted was a place to go where nobody can extradite them from. And guess what? No extradition is allowed from Israel.
Well, that's a current state now. Now it's like a safe haven for the Jewish criminals to go to.
That's what he called it. That's exactly what he called it. Was a safe haven.
Listen, Greg. All right, with Jonathan Pollard. Now he served time here for selling secrets selling our secrets. He was a complete traitor to this country. And Trump, one of the last things he did was he pardoned him. He pardoned this Jewish criminal, Jonathan Pollard. And when Jonathan Pollard went over to Israel in 2020, guess who? Benjamin Netanyahu met him there and rolled the red carpet out for him. I think he got down and kissed the ground for him when he came back over there. So, you got this criminal. Now, he did spend some time in prison over here, Jonathan Pollard. I mean, he did some real damage to our national security. The Jews have done more damage to our national security than any other country combined, all other countries combined.
For sure.
And they continue to do it. And now our national
security... Trump has to give some concessions here and there. I still love Trump, you know that?
Let me go.
You guys might not like this.
Hold on, Greg. But, all right.
I think he's playing a much deeper game.
The Jews are in Ukraine now, really jeopardizing our national security. Big time. Mm-hmm. They're going to start a nuclear war. Victoria Nuland, is over there starting a nuclear war. Okay, that's the bottom line. NATO is going to create a nuclear war. And Jew Zionist.
I don't believe in that nuclear crap, though, anymore, though.
What?
You know what I mean? I mean, I think the depleted uranium is very real. That's nasty, nasty stuff. And that's as nuclear as it gets, though. There isn't anything beyond that. There are no fission bombs that just chain react and blow up. They have giant bombs that have nuclear material in them or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in this. I don't believe in these fission chain reaction bombs anymore.
Yeah, you're not the only one that says that, actually.
Oh, I know. I know I'm not anymore. I read a cool book about it, and it was Japanese science. It's called Death Object, Exploding the Nuclear Weapons Myth. I forget the guy's name. Oh, I got it right here. I actually have the book right here. Okay, here we go. Death Object, Exploding the Nuclear Weapons Hoax by Akio Nakatani. And he's the one who kind of said, look, we all said we were firebombed. That's really what happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And all the first eyewitness stuff, it was firebombing, just like they did to Germany. They burned the crap out of it from one end to the other. But they were selective about it, and they already had control of everything by that point. All the media, all the everything. Germany was done. There was nobody. Hitler couldn't get up there and on the world pulpit anymore and say no, they're lying. They just burned it. They just burned it like they did the other one. And so they want you to think that they have these weapons that are just mass destruction. One little bomb, one bomb could take out a whole city. And the thing is, even if they were real, they would never destroy the real estate. That's the thing. They wouldn't, according to their own narrative, it destroys the real estate for a long, long time, right? Well, if that's the case, why are Hiroshima and Nagasaki safe to go in, first of all?
And exactly.
There you go. But nuclear power is real. Of course it is. They can split an atom. They can, yeah, and they can get massive amounts of energy from that atom, but it's not a chain reaction. So they lie to us about a lot of this nuclear stuff. There's the bombs, okay, depleted uranium is about as nasty as it gets, and it's incredibly nasty. Why would you want to go any further than that? Yes, it poisons the water. Yes, it poisons the air. Yes, it poisons everything. That's why they don't really like to use it, because they really don't want to mess up the real estate. That's the only thing they really have, right? I mean, they want bombs that just kill the people, not the real estate. So even if they had them, they'd never use them. That's my point. That's why it's such a bullcrap thing to worry about. It's just fear porn. And that's what this guy in this book says. I should send you this book. He calls it fear porn right from the beginning. It's just fear porn. They're trying to get everybody, you know, to be scared of this giant boogeyman that they have, you know. And but they do have massive weapons, and they do have massive capabilities. Don't get me wrong. They do. It's just they don't have these chain reactions, you know, wipe out a whole city one little bomb. That just doesn't